honey, the popcorn is almost done. I'll be there in just a minute. All right, my love. I'm here and ready. Who's the topic of this episode? Ooh, the Lonely Hearts Killers. I've heard of them. They were madly in love and used the guy's charm to lure in women that they would kill together. His girlfriend would get so jealous of the other women, even though it was all a lie. I believe she often mutilated them. Jealousy is very powerful. But, you know, I kind of understand her, though. I just mean, if I had to share you, I would feel terrible. Because I just love you so much. So much I doubt anyone could love you like I do. But, what do you think about those two? Just crazy or crazy in love? I mean, they were both insane, but perfect for each other, right? It's hard to say. I want to know, though, do you agree that jealousy is strong enough to make someone kill? Well, of course you saw that it is, but what I mean is it understandable on a compassionate level? Could you feel her pain when she saw him with those other women? No, I just mean, maybe I don't know what I mean. I'm getting worked up, aren't I? I'm sorry. Oh, you agree? That sort of anger and pain is understandably enough to make someone lash out? That's good. I'm glad we agree. But what about her fate? Did they deserve to die? Yeah, they were very dangerous, but like, if you were her partner, how would you feel? Even if you weren't a killer yourself. Well, okay, let me go a step further. If it were me and you, and I got so jealous I killed someone, how would you feel? I know, but I mean, really, honey? For example, those missing people on the news, those acquaintances of yours. If I was responsible, how would you feel? I'm not joking, my love. I'm deadly serious. All of those people inconvenienced you, right? So would it really matter if I took them out for you? I'm not talking crazy, honey. Talking crazy would be admitting I killed several people for making your life harder because I love you very, very much. No, don't move. I'm sorry, honey, but I can't just let you get up and run. Come here now. It's okay, my love. I'm just gonna sit on your hips like this and keep this knife up to your throat just until you understand. See, I didn't want to lie to you every day. Every time you'd wonder what happened to them, it killed me to say I didn't know. Not only because it was a lie, but because I'm also a little proud. Oh, my love, it felt so good to erase those bad people. Those people that treated you like shit. I couldn't stand looking at them. I dragged them down where they won't be seen again. I felt a bit like death itself. It was so powerful and liberating. I was just so happy that they wouldn't bother you anymore. Do you get it? I did it out of love. I just wanted you to be free from them and happy. No more disrespect. No more inconsiderate fucks. Just me and you and peace and love. but it looks like you're scared, like you're confused and bewildered. So I just want to prove something to you. I'm still the same woman you love. My heart is the same, my mind is the same, and my body is the same. I'm going to keep this knife at your throat, but I'm also going to pull my top and panties down. I just want you to feel that I'm the same woman. Now, slowly move your hands up. Squeeze my tits in your palms. Exactly the same, aren't they? Now feel my bare pussy grinding against you. It hasn't changed. And if I shift and pull your pants down, oh, you're already hard. You aren't that sickened by me then, are you? I hope you don't mind, but I'm getting rid of your shirt too. Perfect. Now, I'm gonna slowly slip you inside me. Yes, almost all the way. There, see? Same tight, wet insides you love to thrust into. And I'll roll my hips just like I always do. Keep playing with my tits. But be careful, darling. If you try to hurt me, then I'll hurt you. I'd never kill you, though. I want you by my side. And this is the same cock that I absolutely adore. The one I crave and love to ride. The cock of the man that I love and cherish. The only one I want. I only want you, darling. I want to keep you safe and happy. I promise I won't hurt you unless in self-defense. And if you try to run away from me, but... I still love you. I want your love and your kisses and your adoration. And your cum, too. Faster now. Harder. I just want you more and more. Every day, and every minute, and every second, I want you. And I'll have you no matter what. You're mine. Your cock is mine. Your cum is mine. Oh, I love you so much, darling. Can you tell by how tight and wet I am for you? Oh, God. I can feel my insides throbbing. Oh, my pussy wants to milk you of your cum. Will you let me have it? Will you reward me for being your good girl? Oh, I'm trying my best, honey. Will be the same too. The hot and sticky mess that makes me feel so slutty and excited. Just a little more. Just a little more. I'm so close, darling. I'm so close. I'm gonna come. I'm coming. There. It's all deep inside my pussy. And we're safe and sound together. I won't put the knife away, but I'll take it away from your neck. We can just cuddle now, like we always do. See? It's all the same. Shh, now relax. You're here with me, my love. I'll rub your back and kiss your head as I always do. because I'm the same woman.